Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. It's great to see you all here today. I hope you're ready for a powerful message from God's Word. You know, we live in a time where a lot of people are focused on the second coming of Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. That's something we should definitely be looking forward to. But I believe the Bible teaches us that we've got work to do before He returns. We can't just stand around twiddling our thumbs, waiting for the rapture. Today, I want to talk about what it means to be about our Father's business, just like Jesus was. Let's start with a story from Acts 1, 10 through 11. Disciples were standing there watching as Jesus is taken up into heaven, and they just keep looking upwards at the sky. I can kind of understand that. I mean, they just watched the Lord ascend into heaven. Only natural to stare at something amazing like that, right? But then those angels showed up and told them, stop gazing up at the sky. They needed to get to work. You see, before He left, Jesus gave His disciples a job to do. It's what we call the Great Commission, found in Matthew 28:19-20. He told them to go out, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything He commanded. That's a big job, and it's still our job today. In Luke 2:49, when Jesus was just a boy, He told His parents, I must be about my Father's business. Even then, He knew His purpose, and that's what He's calling us to be about our Father's business, not just standing around waiting for Him to come back, actively working for the kingdom. But what does that look like? What exactly does it mean to be about our Father's business? Well, for starters, it means sharing the gospel. Not the gospel of the cross, the gospel of the kingdom. As I have said before, the gospel of the cross is just an introduction to the door to the kingdom. Yeshua is that door. Once in the kingdom, there is so much more, and that is the most important part of our job. There are still billions of people out there who haven't heard about Jesus and how to live as a kingdom citizen, and it's our responsibility to tell them. But it's not just about evangelism. It's about living out our faith every day, showing the world what a Christian looks like. Jesus said in Mark 12:30-31, that the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. That means caring for people's physical needs, as well as their spiritual ones. It means serving in our communities, helping the poor and hurting. I want to caution you here that not every person who needs help will receive help. You have heard the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink. Many people are like that. You try to help them out, but they refuse that help. I know one person who I went to pray for to be healed because they were in a wheelchair, and they absolutely, unequivocally refused. They did not want to be prayed for. They did not want to get out of that wheelchair. So a loving thing would be to just let it go, because if they don't want to be healed, then I'm not going to heal you. Amen? Be wise and pray about who you should help, especially when giving financial resources. We want to be good stewards and what God has given us and not cast our pearls before swine. If you choose to have compassion for someone and then learn that they are swine, then let them go. Ask the Lord to help you if they won't go. We don't want to continue to throw resources at those who will waste them, or those who are users and manipulators with no intention of changing their ways. As part of being about our Father's business, it's making disciples, just like Jesus told us to. That means investing in other believers, teaching them how to follow Yeshua more closely. It means being mentors, accountability partners, and friends to each other. However, as I said before, those who are users and manipulators with no intention of changing their ways to kingdom ways, cannot be taught. They are fools and may turn and rend you. Look for those who are hungry for the word and for an intimate relationship with Yeshua. You know, when we think about being about our Father's business, we often focus on preaching and teaching. And those things are definitely important. But in the New Testament, we see that healing the sick, casting out demons, and even raising the dead are all parts of what it means to be about God's business. This is called destroying the works of the enemy. In people's lives, they open the door through sin to sickness and all kinds of things, even demons. So when we heal the sick and cast out devils and even raise the dead, we are destroying the works of the enemy because the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. But our God came, Yeshua came, so that we may have life and life to the full, an abundant life. Look at Jesus' own ministry. He didn't just preach and teach. He also healed the sick, cast out demons, and raised the dead. He forgave the people and empowered them to go and sin no more. He taught them how to close the doors of their lives to the enemy coming in and stealing, killing, and destroying. And he gave his disciples the authority to do the same things. In Matthew 10, 7 through 8, he told them, "As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." And the early church continued this work. In Acts 5:12, it says, "The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people." And in Acts 9:36-43, Peter even raised a woman named Dorcas from the dead. Healing, miracles, and deliverance were all normal parts of what it meant to be about the Father's business. So what about today? Should we still be seeing healings, miracles, and deliverance? Absolutely. Jesus said in John 14:12, "Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." He was talking about the miraculous works he did, and he said that we would do even greater things. Now, I know that can be scary, stepping out in faith to pray for someone's healing or to cast out a demon or even to raise the dead. That takes a lot of courage. But if we're going to be about our Father's business, we have to be willing to take those risks. We have to be willing to look foolish or to face disappointment if things don't happen the way we want. Because at the end of the day, it's really not about us. It's about God and His power working through us. We're to bring honor and glory to His name. When we pray for healing or deliverance or miracles, we have to be completely dependent upon Him. We have to recognize that the power comes from Him, not us. We are just conduits, allowing the power of God to touch others through us. You know, Jesus said he could only do what he saw the Father doing. But when did he see the Father healing a sick person or raising someone from the dead? In prayer, we must develop a vibrant prayer life. We must develop an intimate relationship with Yeshua through prayer and worship and Bible study. Everything else will flow out of this relationship with our Lord and Savior, because Yeshua said that the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. When asked what the greatest commandment was, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." So we must love the Lord and love others, because loving people includes us, because we're people too. We have to love ourselves. So let's not just stand around staring up at the sky waiting for Jesus to return. Don't look to the sky for your purpose. Yeshua taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Our purpose is on the earth. It is to advance the kingdom here on earth by destroying the works of the enemy. So let's get to work. Let's not just preach and teach, Let's also pray for the sick and cast out demons and believe God for miracles. Let's be about our Father's business, just like Jesus was. Let's share the gospel of the kingdom, love our neighbors, and disciple other believers. Let's live out our faith in a way that points people to the door to the kingdom, who is Yeshua. Because once they're in the kingdom, then they'll learn how to enter into that abundant life that he purchased on the cross. And when we do that, we'll be ready whenever he comes back. And we'll hear those amazing words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Well, I hope that message was encouraging to you and that it was challenging and will challenge you to step out this week to be about the Father's business. Show people what the kingdom looks like. Destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us to be about your business. Give us the strength and courage to share your gospel, love our neighbors, and disciple other believers. Help us live out our faith in a way that honors you. Give us the faith and courage to pray for healing, deliverance, and miracles. Help us to be about your business and to live in a way that points people to your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until next week, shalom.